mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. After Allah the Almighty already informed us in Surah Al-Imran that the very first place of worship to be put on earth for people is the Kaaba, in the following ayah, number 97 of Surah Al-Imran, Allah the Almighty says, فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. So the segment of فيه آيات بينات, in المسجد الحرام, and around it there are clear signs, clear proofs that this whole tradition, building the Kaaba, performing Hajj, and everything around it is from Allah, and it is a matter of revelation, referring to the true deen, the true religion. Amongst those ayatun bayinat, Allah Almighty already mentioned one of those clear proofs, such as Maqamu Ibrahim, and we'll get to speak about it in details, inshallah, the station of Ibrahim, or the standing place of Ibrahim, peace be upon him. And amongst al-ayat al-bayinat is Zamzam water, al-hajar al-aswad, al-hatim, hijr, and al-safa and al-marwa. Today, inshallah, we'll get to speak about this, about one of these very famous ayat, or clear signs and proofs that this whole thing is sacred. It is Zamzam water, and the water well of Zamzam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam complied with Allah's command and he took Hajar and the baby Ismail to this uncultivated and unproductive place, which is Mecca, and he lived them there, and he invoked Allah, Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri di zara, and we learned about all of that. All what Hajar alayhi salam had is a water skin, a leather bag that has some water in it. Soon the water vanished, and she ran out of provision. She was thirsty, she was starving, and similarly was the child, Ismail, peace be upon him. She didn't sit and wait for death or for the heaven to rain food and provision. She made an effort, a sa'i. A sa'i is to struggle, is to strive, is to make an effort. You put your trust in Allah, and indeed Hajar did. That was very obvious when she said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu amaraka bihada. Is it Allah's command? Did he order you to bring us here and leave us alone? And when he answered in the affirmative, she said, then Allah will never get lost. Accordingly, Hajar alayhi salam put her trust in Allah, but she didn't just rely on that. She made an effort. She started wandering around, running back and forth. She would climb one hill and would go down and run to the other one between al-Safa and al-Marwa. She made several trips, seven times running back and forth. Every time she's looking around for any source of provision, for any water. And when she reached to al-Marwa, on the seventh time, she heard a sound. So she proclaimed, shh, and then she ran towards the child, Ismail alayhi salam. He was left alone in the site, close to what later on becomes the site of Al-Kaaba, the ancient house. When she heard that sound, at this time Jibreel alayhi salam came and he hit the ground with his aqib, and as a result, he caused the water to gush forth from beneath the feet of the child, the baby, Ismail, peace be upon him. Hajar alayha salam was so pleased, was very delighted. Now she've made an effort. And subhanAllah, the wara didn't come as a result of the effort between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. No, it came as a result of trusting Allah the Almighty somewhere else, beneath the foot of Ismail. Hajar alayha salam started making like a basin around the water in order to make certain that the water would not sink in the sand. It was barren land, desert. So as a human being, she was afraid that the water will vanish. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented on that by saying, may Allah have mercy on Hajar, Ismail's mother. If she didn't do so, لَكَانَتْ زَمْزَمْ عَيْنًا مَعِينًا. Zamzam water would have been a flowing, running stream. Turn the whole valley into a river. But because of the human nature, she started making this, basin. That's why it is said that the name came from the action of Hajar alayhi salam, when she kept saying in her language, Zamzam, stay here, stay here. So it was given the name Zamzam. It is also called Rakdatu Jibril alayhi salam, because he hit the ground beneath the feet of Ismail and he caused the water to gush forth. Zamzam water is such a blessed water that there are many ahadith, whether in Sahih Imam al-Bukhari or other collections of the ahadith, referring to the blessed nature and the miraculous nature of Zamzam water. For instance, Jibril alayhi salam, when he came to earth and he cut open the chest of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was only 5 years old, he washed it with Zamzam water. He washed his heart with Zamzam water. Similarly, right before the journey of Al-Mi'raj. And in the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Zamzam lima shuribat dah. The water of Zamzam is for whatever intention you drink it with. That's why it is recommended for the believers, whether those who are performing Hajj or Umrah, or those who receive the water in their locality, because the water doesn't change simply because of taking the water from Mecca to anywhere else. When you drink Zamzam water with an intention, with a prayer, with a hope, as much as you put your trust in Allah the Almighty, Allah will fulfill your wish, if it is a good wish, and if it is a valid one. So for cure, yes. For shifa, absolutely. To have a child, to be blessed with a good spouse, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِنَّهَا طَعَامُ طُعْمُ وَشِفَاءُ سُقْمُ. The water of Zamzam is not just a water to be drank. It is a water and it is also nutritive. It is a source of nutrition. Like people can actually survive simply on drinking Zamzam water. And طَعَامُ طُعْمُ وَشِفَاءُ سُقْمُ. It is a source of cure for diseases by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chemical structure and the components of Zamzam water are not like any other water in the entire world. That has been proven by many labs. And subhanallah, when Zamzam water is mixed with other water, its traits and characteristics overcome the characteristics of any other water. So it is always beneficial. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let's learn some more about the nature of Zamzam water. The water gushed forth exactly about 20 meters from the location of building the Kaaba afterward. So when they measured the distance between the wall of the Kaaba to the water wall of Zamzam, it was 20 meters. The depth of the water wall of Zamzam is about 30 meters. Just imagine that Zamzam water provides between 11 to 18 liters per second. Any water well that exists on earth has certain amount of water, soon it will vanish, especially if you keep fetching water over and over and over. Maybe a year, two, three, but only Zamzam water is everlasting, is providing water forever, subhanAllah. There are within the water well three springs, three eyes, that is the source, that is the main source for the water of Zamzam that fills up that well, which is 30 meters deep. One spring is in the direction of As-Safa, and another one in the direction of the Black Stone Corner, and a third in the direction of Al-Marwa. These three springs keep providing water round the clock. Accordingly, we're able to drink and fetch water and send it overseas. And subhanallah, Allah by that have fulfilled the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he invoked Allah the Almighty as saying in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 37, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِن ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. So in the last segment of this ayah, Ibrahim عليه السلام said, My Lord, provide them from some of the fruits that they might be grateful. And in order to have fruits, in order to have vegetations and plants, he definitely need water. And in the beginning of the ayah, Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, said, My Lord, I have deposited some of my offspring in a place which is uncultivated and productive. It doesn't have anything. There is no source of life in it. That's why, brothers and sisters, the life started by the water of Zamzam. Then as a result, the birds started flying around in circles. The caravans were traveling so that the birds flying and circling around in air, they figured out that there must be some source of water. So they came to the water of Zamzam. They came to the location. They only found this woman, Hajar, by herself and with her the baby. So they sought permission from her, the tribe of Jurhum. Can we stay here? Can we live by you? Because there is a source of water. She permitted them and she allowed them. And this is how Ismail alayhi salam grew up amongst those people. And he literally became one of them. The water of Zamzam is such a blessed water. And it will continue to provide water until the Day of Judgment. It is worth of mentioning here that at one point, the water of Zamzam not vanished, rather it was buried. Then Allah the Almighty gave a prophecy to the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by honoring his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. He was the chief of Mecca, so one day he saw in his dream, somebody is telling him, احفر زمزم احفر طيبة dig طيبة because it is a source of good water احفر زمزم and he gave him some signs so he followed the signs and he started digging and people couldn't believe what he was doing but as a result of digging in the same location where he saw in the dream the water of زمزم gushed forth that was another source of nobility and honor to the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam which was given exclusively to Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather. Brothers and sisters, we ran out of time for this episode, but to be continued, inshallah, next time with some more about Al-Ayat, Al-Bayinat, which Allah the Almighty referred to in ayah number 97 of Surah Al-Imran, the clear signs and proofs which he deposited around the Kaaba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.